Welcome to another episode of Before You Die, where me and my sister Kara talk about the things that's in our hearts before we die or before you die, because we want to be as authentically as possible to be ourselves, and we don't have a solution most of the times, and we just wanted to see if you could relate to the things that we talk about and maybe feel like feel seen. You want to feel seen. I want to feel seen. So it's like, oh, let's see each other. This episode, we talk about if you don't have, it's a goofy one, but if you don't have a penis, would you still want to live? Unless you're a woman. Let's just say your vagina hole is sealed up and you need to bring around a catheter all the time. We should have gotten the woman perspective, honestly, on that thing. But your vagina hole is sealed. Somebody soldered it close. Solder? Ew, why would you say that? I'm sorry, but enjoy the episode, y'all. It's a short one.
Okay, let me ask you this question, though.
Okay, ask me.
Would you want to live without having a dick?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
Right. Yeah, so, like, if you had to lose your penis.
Yeah.
Would you want to live?
No.
No.
Kill me.
Why? So, like, you would lose your life without having a penis, just because you don't have a penis?
Yeah, I don't want to be around. Think about what's going on. So if I have to pee in a catheter every day, mm-hmm. walking around, I know people are out there right now like, dude, you're so ungrateful right now just because you don't have a penis. But think about all of the things. All your friends and family know that Jason the dickless Jason is coming here. He works out. Yep, but he don't got a penis. He's got a decent face and he exercises, but he doesn't have dick and balls. Everybody knows. When you shake somebody's hand, you go to dinner, uh-huh. or whatever, their friend that is coming that knows me, they'll go, by the way, don't mention his penis because he ain't got one.
Nope.
What a loser. No, but you know what I'm saying. They go, by the way, yeah, he doesn't got a penis.
You really think they... Okay, maybe... Cause it's okay,
maybe they want their friend to be surprised. So I go, hey, I'm Jason. And then they'll go, you know, why don't you go to... Hey, we should go to the bathhouse together. And I go, I don't know. It's just, you know, I'm not comfortable. Why? What's going on? I don't got a penis, y'all. What the fuck? And then I got a... And I'm always wearing a fanny pack. Jason, a fanny pack. Why you got a fanny pack? Well, this is where I store my piss, because guess what, y'all? I don't got a dick. I don't got a dick, y'all.
So
how difficult is that? Are you kidding me? That's just one phase, that the thing that you got to deal with every single day. Like people saying Jason the dickless. All right? That's one.
Okay.
Two, you can't even fuck. Think about... I don't know how much you masturbate, mm-hmm. but Carrie and I looked up the masturbating chart. 20% of people masturbate, over 4 times a week.
Okay.
Another 20%, 3 to 4 times a week. Another 20%, it was like 1 time a week. Another 20% is like 1 time a week.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, 1 time a month. And the rest of the percent, I didn't fucking, you know, it's around that. But it was really divvied up. Like some people don't masturbate.
Right.
Or like less than 1 time a year, you know? So my thing is that everybody does it. And I can't even have the option to do it. You know how sometimes you're like, oh, I like to live in a city or whatever. Or people go, oh, I like to live in a suburb, uh-huh. because I like to have the option to go hiking whenever I want to in the suburbs. Or the option to be under the stars when in the suburbs. Or the option to go grocery shopping whenever I want to, or the option to go dancing. I like the option to jack off my dick.
Okay.
I like the option to jizz in my hands and throw it at the wall. Huh?
What? What? Have you heard of like the phantom? I don't know. I forgot what it's called, but it's like something about the phantom. Like if you lose a limb or something like that, you feel it somewhere else on the body.
Oh, I have heard about this.
Right?
If you lose like an arm, you still feel your arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you still feel your arm. Yeah.
So it's like you would still feel your penis.
No, but I can't jerk off. I can't jerk off a fucking invisible penis. What the hell are you talking about right now? Are you crazy? Are you crazy? What the hell did you just say right now? What the hell did you just... What does it...
No, but I heard like the limb goes to another part of the body so that you
like,
can feel
like
it.
Like my fucking thumb?
Yes.
No, I'm like, oh, yeah. Fuck.
Yeah.
But so then there's no orgasm. Like, that's not a real thing, Kara. Not when
sure?
it comes to penis. I'm not going to orgasm just because I'm fucking jerking my thumb. Or I'm touching my elbow, right? Oh, oh, that's it right there. Oh, yeah, that's it right there. I don't know if that was an Irish grandma. I don't know what that was.
All right. Okay, that makes sense. But, okay, is it also, what's the other reason, though, besides those two?
I need another reason? What the fuck?
Does it make you feel less of a man, though? Like,
Kara, I don't have a dick. I'm not a man at all. What do you mean less of a man? I am not a man at all. My dick and balls are gone. What are you talking about right now?
But there's men probably out there that don't have a penis. Don't you think?
Okay, yeah, but I want to Google how many men out there that don't have a penis and just out here living their best life. I can't imagine men. I respect and admire whoever don't got a penis out there walking the streets, contributing to their family and society. I have the utmost admiration because they're the strongest humans out there. How do you have no dick and just wake up and go, this is another day, just another normal day on earth? It's like, I can't do it. I don't know, because the thing is, I came with a dick.
Mm-hmm.
If you're born without a dick, you might have a different perspective. You might just, that's how you live your life. You just, you know what I mean?
Right, but there's people that probably lost it.
Maybe, probably lost it and are okay with it. They might be, you know, their mental might not, they might be like, yeah, this is fine.
Mm-hmm.
They might just have a better coping skills,
right.
You know, but I think I need to have sex with my wife, man.
Mm.
That's part of the human need. That's part of being an animal.
Right.
That's what procreate. That's what the animal is that you got to procreate. You got to fuck. And if I can't fuck, it's a big thing. But, and then now I got to be judged for not being able to fuck. That's uncomfortable.
Okay, that makes sense.
Right?
I can see that, yeah.
Yeah.
God damn, that would suck.
Yeah, in all aspects. It's like, being in society, you know, the fact that you can't, and then now it's like, I got to bring a pouch around all the time. That's another thing that I worry about, mm-hmm. you know? And also, if you have kids, somehow, like if you stored your sperm in and now you have kids, or you adopt a kid, now your kid is like, what are you? And you go, you know, I'm just man without a dick. And then now your kid goes to school and now they're like, oh, did you hear Jimmy's dad? He ain't got a dick. And now they're like, hi, look at Jimmy and his dad with no dick dad. Jimmy got a dickless dad. And then now Jimmy's sad. Now Jimmy's got to get in fights. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, this was a goofy one, y'all. Thank you for listening to a goofy one. Thank you. Until next time, we'll be a different one. Also goofy, but less or more. You don't know. Keep it guessing. Bye-bye. Thank you.